Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my son's wife's not with me today. The last two days, we thought we had a sex. We had some technical problems with our equipment. So you just get me today. In the book of Ezra, we read where Zerubbabel, I love that name, Zerubbabel, was part of the first wave of the Israelites returning home after being freed from captivity. In fact, the Persian king appointed Zerubbabel governor of Judah. Now, Zerubbabel began rebuilding the temple with the help of Joshua the high priest, and it took him 2 years to lay the foundation. The construction was delayed by Samaritan settlers whose friendly overtures really kind of mask a hidden hostility. You can read about that in Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. As a result of the opposition to the temple construction, Persia withdrew support for the project for 17 years, Ezra 4:21. Finally, God sent the prophets Haggai and Zechariah to encourage and support Zerubbabel, and the work resumed. Ezra 5, 1 and 2. Zechariah 4 contains powerful insight and direction as we examine seven things about our headstone in the next 6 months and one day of 2019. Number one, God wants to talk with you. Have you ever had a night where you just couldn't get to sleep? Or you were awakened during the middle of the night, wide awake? Oftentimes, we attribute our being awake to too much caffeine in the night before, or maybe too many hot tamales, when in fact, God wants you awake so He can speak to you. Such is the case with me this morning. God woke me up to speak with me about what we're going to share with you right now. We strongly recommend that you keep a smartphone or pen and paper along with a small flashlight on your nightstand. If you wait during the night, it might be to pray for someone else, or it might be to receive a special word from the Lord. When you're awakened, ask God what He'd have you do, and He'll reveal it to you. Ezra 4:1, Classic Amplified Bible. And the angel who talked with me came again and awakened me, like a man who is awakened out of his sleep. Some mornings I pray quietly in bed, or if I'm awake during the night. But most of the time I walk over to my home office, where I sit in one of two chairs facing each other, and have a conversation with the Lord. We need to be ever ready for the Holy Spirit to speak to and direct our thoughts and path. Number two, what do you see? What do you see? In Ezra 4:2, in the Classic Amplified, the angel asked Zechariah that very specific question. Scripture says, and he said to me, what do you see? God is asking each of us that very same thing today. He wants to know what we see happening in our lives during the 6 months plus remaining in 2019. Have we taken the time to sit down and write out what we want to accomplish? Have we talked with anyone about our dreams or plans? As we read Ezra chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, we see where Zechariah was given a very specific vision for Zerubbabel. When we ask, God will give a very specific, He'll give specific directions for our future. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Classic Amplified Bible. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline of obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, and conformity to God's will, and thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's an amazing, those two verses are amazing. Number three, you're not facing your future alone. Do you have a large vision? Perhaps what others might call a small vision, but seems large to you. Have you ever been hesitant about what to do with your vision? Ezra 5:6 Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. As we enter into the last 6 months of this year, we need to make the last part of Ezra 5:6 as the foundation for our success. Here it is again. Not by my might, nor power, but by my spirit. See, the enemy will use every weapon possible to fight, discourage, disappoint, and distract us from what, well, from doing what is, what we purposed in our hearts to do. The enemy wants to kindle the fear of failure in our lives. As such thoughts pop into your mental hard drive, immediately recall the words of 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Classic Amplified. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving, cringing, and fawning fear, but he's given us, hallelujah, he's given us a spirit of power and of love, of calm, and a well-balanced mind, and discipline and self-control. Glory to God. Continually remind yourself that what you purpose and plan to accomplish will become a reality because of his might, his power, and his spirit. Number four, no mountain, no challenge, too strong or too high for you to succeed. Ezra 4:7, 4:7-11 Bible. Therefore, no mountain, however high, can stand before Zerubbabel, for it will be flattened out before you. Hallelujah. When we come to understand that God is the center of our plans, nothing, and I do mean nothing, can stand in our way. Whatever mountain challenge you're facing, God will flatten it out. He'll make a way where there seems no way. Zerubbabel was no doubt discouraged. Suppose you were fired up to rebuild the temple and things were going great. Then you have to stop the work for 17 years. Obviously, things were not going as Zerubbabel had expected. The workers had scattered to work on other projects. You know, and truthfully, I can imagine over those 17 years, those who were once fired up about the project had all but forgotten it. But then, there's no mountain too high that God can't flatten out and make a way where there seemed no way. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Living Bible. For the eyes of the Lord will search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so he can show his great power in helping them. God is ready to show his great power working in, through, and for you. And yes, he's ready to move your mountains. Number five, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Let's look at the last part of 2 Chronicles 16:9 in the Living Bible. Here's what it says. You were foolish to go for human help when you could have had God's help. Wow. Now you're in trouble. One round of war after another. As you plan your work and work your plan for the 6 months plus remaining in this year and beyond, don't be foolish. Remember the words of Matthew 7:7, Classic Amplified. Keep on asking and it'll be given you. Keep on seeking and you'll find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be open to you. There's nothing wrong with seeking the advice of godly mentors. However, they shouldn't be your primary advisor. That position should belong only to the Holy Spirit. Number six, keep your vision in front of you. Keep your vision in front of you. Ezra 4:7. And he shall bring forth the headstone, therefore with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. There came a defining moment when the prophet Zechariah told Zerubbabel to do something interesting. The prophet Zechariah told Zerubbabel to get the headstone. As you may or may not know, the headstone is always the last piece of stone that goes into a building. The headstone was decorative and symbolic of the finished building. God had Zerubbabel put the headstone in early, so it'd be a visual reminder that God always finishes what he starts. No doubt when the work started again, there came moments when Zerubbabel would be fatigued, discouraged, and maybe even ready to give up. But in those moments, he could walk over to the headstone, which served as a reminder that God was in control and he finished what he started. As we enter into the last 6 months of this year, do we have a headstone? Something to remind you, me, us, of our vision and what it is, what we feel we need to accomplish, and more importantly, what God wants us to accomplish during the remainder of this year. So do you have a headstone? Something that ignites your faith and rekindles your passion? I do know that when you keep your vision in front of you, you've taken a giant step toward making it a reality in your life. Hallelujah. I love Proverbs 29:18, Classic Amplified Bible. Where there's no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he, that's you, me, us, but he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. Number seven, do not despise small beginnings. I'm sure you've heard that expression. You probably know because you're scripturally smart. Most people who've heard that don't really realize, you know, that it's from the Word of God. In fact, I've heard people utter that phrase, or as lost as a goose in a blizzard. In fact, they'd be amazed to know they were quoting the Bible. Zechariah 4:10, a New Living Translation. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Throughout Scripture, we're shown a pattern where we're directed to handle small things. How a person responds to menial tasks is most often a reflection of how they will perform when given greater responsibilities. This principle reflects both in your personal and professional life. You and I, we must show ourselves faithful where we are. If we want to receive the greater opportunities and rewards so we can finish 2019 strong and successful. That is God's plan for us. So find something that can encourage you in the midst of battle. Your own headstone. Maybe it's a photograph of something you want to accomplish. Whatever it is, have a visual of your headstone. A visual of the mission, the assignment that God's given to you. Hallelujah and glory to God. Join us tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for Sunday Night Live. You'll be blessed by it. In fact, it'll probably make you get up and run around the room. You'll like it that much. 6 p.m. Eastern, go to HaroldHerry.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth. Hallelujah. And if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to the website, HaroldHerry.com, at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, That's all we ever ask. Hallelujah. Well, until tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.